Greetings, planet Earth, and welcome back to the next episode of Imagine Cup TV.
Woo! Number two!
It has been 3 weeks of just amazing excitement left, right, and center, and we have a lot to cover today. It's going to be pretty
exciting. I'm excited that we're sticking to schedule.
We are?
Yeah, every three weeks, we haven't failed yet. I'm glad we're doing this.
You know, I'm not sure, like, our second time we haven't failed yet. Like, that's kind of a low bar to aim for.
I was expecting us to, like, be like, this week, we'll be like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to do it. Can we do it next week? I thought something like that would come up. We're both into it. We're both ready. We're both ready for the news.
We get a trophy for this.
I'm excited.
A little Lucite award or something.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be awesome.
All right.
I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for the Imagine Cup.
I'm Golnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist on the Channel 9 team.
And I gather that you have been on the road recently. And you went to, where did you go to?
So I went to Helsinki, Finland for the WowZap 2012. It's the worldwide hackathon for Windows. So basically, it's just, it is insane. It is around the world, so 21 different locations. So it's 21 different locations. There was like 2,000 attendees. And so I flew to Helsinki, Finland with Clint Rutkus, my coworker. And we went and we shot coverage of the event just to see what's going on, see some of the apps that were made. And I don't know how many apps were made. I forgot the number.
A couple hundred at least.
A couple hundred for sure.
And this is like 48 hours or like 72 hours?
24 hours. So it was like 12 hours of sessions. They had like other technical evangelists on my team give sessions online, which you can find on Channel 9 under the events page. You can see WowZap. So they had sessions. So people talked about game development, like Andrew Parsons, Brian Keller talked about TFS. And so they had sessions like this going on throughout the whole event. So the first 12 hours was like a whole bunch of those going on. Mm-hmm. And then 24 hours, like 5 p.m. on Saturday, it started November 9th or 10th. Mm-hmm. And then it ended 5 p.m. the next day, November 11th.
And this is people getting together for a hackathon. So they're coding apps, like they're there for 24 hours straight, just cranking away, making software left, right, and center.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what a hackathon is, that's basically what it is. It's insane. So they don't sleep. So I went in the morning with Clint. We got a couple of interviews. We talked to the people. And then we went home or to our hotel. We went to sleep. And then we hung out. And then we got breakfast. And then we went back the next day. And everyone was still there coding.
Wow.
Staying up the whole night. No one showered. It smelled, but it was awesome. And it was crazy. And they built some crazy apps. If you look at some of our videos, the start of the event video, and then we have an end of the event video, you'll see some of the apps that were developed. And it's pretty nuts what they can do in 24 hours.
That is awesome. Yep. And if you were one of the participants at WowZap anywhere in the world, across all the locations we had, and you made a great new Windows 8 app, by all means, bring it to Imagine Cup. Go ahead and submit it to us for a contest, because you could win really, really big. And it's a great thing you guys got to go to that thing. I'm amazed that, like, so you guys actually chickened out and went to sleep. You didn't stay up the entire time.
No, I was like, maybe we should, like, get some of the grudgy footage of, like, kids falling asleep and stuff. I was like, I'm really tired. Let's just go back. We'll do this in the morning. When we got back in the morning, everyone was still exhausted, so we still got the cool footage.
Yeah.
So it worked out, but it was fun. I'd never been to Finland before, so that's really, the weather's really cold, but it was a cool city. I liked it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah.
So while you were in Finland, I went down to Silicon Valley, where I went to the... So the Tech Museum in Silicon Valley is a institution that, you know, documents the history of technology, computers, and so forth. Microsoft's a big backer for the museum. And every year, for about 10 years now, they've been doing the Tech Awards. And the Tech Awards are awards they do to usually nonprofits or humanitarian groups that have used technology in some way to make the world a better place. And so this year, Imagine Cup was invited, and so ICTV went down there, and we checked it out. And it's, while a lot of nonprofits win, they have a whole award category just for young innovators. And this is for people under 27 years old. A lot of college students and so forth compete in this thing. And the Innovator Award this year went to a group of folks called Ngaza Design. And they made this cool project where they created a solar-powered light that a family in a village can use when they don't have electricity there. Wow. But the device also has a plug for mobile phone charging. And the way it works is you get the device for free, you pay for the electricity that you're getting off of it a little bit at a time using your mobile phone for banking. And once you've paid enough electricity over time, a little bit here, a little bit there, to pay off the cost of the device, it's yours free forever. And so it's a way to, it's a kind of like, it's like layaway, basically. And so over time, the family can actually purchase this thing simply by buying electricity from the solar cell as they go. And it's a really cool device. It's a great project. And they are testing it across Africa right now.
Wow.
In a whole bunch of villages down there, which
is
pretty
sweet. So what's this team? They're a group of students, you
said? Ngaza Design. They're all recent graduates. They came out of Stanford, a couple other places. And yeah, they did, exactly.
Ooh, wow, really smart people.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty awesome.
So were you trying to recruit them for Imagine Cup?
Well, I think they're already off to the races. And they're actually postgraduate at this point. But for next year, we really want to encourage Imagine Cup teams to apply for the Tech Awards as well. And so we're going to make sure that as that enrollment period comes up and to apply for the Tech Awards, we'll get information out there as well for our teams at Imagine Cup to apply for the Young Innovator Award down there.
Next time, invite me. You know, I'll go.
All right,
I'll go cover the event.
Yeah, it was pretty swank. It was tuxedos and champagne.
Did you wear a tuxedo?
Well, no, actually, I didn't. I wore a suit, but...
All right.
Well, yeah. Awkward.
Awkward. All right, next topic.
So let's see what's been happening in the last 3 weeks on the big board.
And, ooh, you know, we've got. I forgot about that.
We have fresh, piping hot data for us right out of the toaster oven.
I forgot. Who was first place last or 3 weeks ago?
You remember? What
India?
Yes, it was India. India, quite a large margin.
The U.S. was really close.
They were getting there. We'll see. Yeah. So we thought we'd check back in. It's been 3 weeks and see what the competitive landscape looks like right now for Imagine Cup this year.
Awesome.
So to crunch this massive amount of data, as you may recall,
Sys internals, not like Visual Studio, but we're using PowerPoint to do this.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. Because they don't call it weak sauce point.
No.
They call it PowerPoint.
That's so true.
And whenever I use PowerPoint, all I can do is point. I'm just like, PowerPoint, PowerPoint, I can't stop pointing. Point. That's awesome. So are you ready to engage?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Let's get a countdown.
3, 2. Oh! Ah, you still got the awesome animation going and the better bounce. Oh, there it goes. That's awesome.
All right. Let's check out the big board. Thank you, PowerPoint. So here's the top 10 countries right now. In the last 3 weeks, this is just new students who are just signing up for competitions, just the last 3 weeks. And see, popping fresh. So the last 3 weeks, competitors, we're seeing India. Once again, lots of new students in India signing up for Imagine Cup, getting busy on there. U.S. coming in distant second, but not doing too bad. Pakistan in there as well. We have some new entries this time around, though. 3 weeks ago, we didn't really see much from France or Ukraine or Poland or Romania, and those guys are really showing up to play now, which is big excitement for us.
So after every 3 weeks, are we putting this to zero and then counting, or are we just... Okay, good.
Yeah,
I
think the last 3 weeks, just to see what's going on now.
I hope you're not adding from the previous week.
Yeah, if so, it'll be India, the longest bar graph in the world.
So every 3 weeks, you guys have a chance to catch up, so
exactly.
It's all good.
Exactly.
It's
so,
good.
Yeah, come to play.
So where's the doggy? Remember the doggy from the last episode?
The clip art dog?
Yeah.
You want the clip art dog?
That's like our spokes guy. It's the clip art dog, or spokes dog, not guy. Oh, God.
If you want clip art dog, I will give you clip art dog. PowerPoint!
Aw, you don't disappoint.
There we go.
You don't disappoint.
See, you know, like,
next time we need a hat and a t-shirt and the Imagine Cup.
Everybody needs a PowerPoint dog. You know, it's the best thing ever. All right, thank you, PowerPoint. It's been real. And we are now returning to the ICTV zone.
Oh, man. Is that it for the news?
That is it. That's the world in Imagine Cup TV this week.
All right, so I guess that's it for the show. Oh, wait. Do we know who that big brain winner is, though?
Oh, the brain games.
Yeah.
Right. So we just finished the first brain games, and we do think we know who the winner is. We have to verify their identity and so forth first. But if all goes well, somebody in Saudi Arabia looks to be our winner. So we'll see how that turns out. And the next Brain Games goes live on December 3rd and will be up for 2 weeks. A brand new chance for every student in the world to compete and win $1,000 next month. And, of course, get a sweepstakes entry to join us in St. Petersburg, Russia next July.
I forgot about that. Awesome.
For Imagine Cup World Finals.
Awesome prize.
That'll
all right.
Sweet.
Until 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, exactly. See you then. Bye-bye.